What does that sound, you ask?
Welcome to the Rec Show Podcast, a show dedicated to beatmakers around the world. Kick back, relax with the host, Golden Mind.
Yeah, but of course, every time shows a bag over abroad. It's nothing new, Dunny. Be up on some bullshit, nonetheless been cunning. Waking up to kill shit, chasing this real money. See, they got it fucked up, Buffalo Bill bugging. Every day I fuck some, all of mine still coming. Every day I slept some, double O Bill something. Coming out the lab like Dexter, always plotting. Mechanized suits transforming into hot whips. Get rain dude maneuvering in them cockpits. Cool if she dumb, intelligent still an option. Brand been established, working out the cabin, everything scheduled, eating above my passion. Fruits of my labor, savored, heavy accents. Greeting me, shit be wild, waving backlit. Catch Pootie out in Dublin, money doubling. Inside counting machines, hear them shuffling. Acid make chandelier gleam off the fungus. Stay 700, stay on the run shit. Stay where the Wi-Fi good beats coming. Fuck it, I record myself, need nothing. Merch getting made, I'm picking out what I fuck with. Like put it out the fun shit, reinvest in my ducats. If I'm out in public, probably chasing hundreds. If I'm inside, getting cheese, getting blunted. Getting in songs right when I'm comfy. Kicking up quick, I turn a nigga to lunch me. Spit some shit, get paid, living lovely. Every year price go up, no cap. 10 years while supply lasts, real gas. Diesel, pedals getting smashed. Switches got hit, drove slanted on the ad. Them boys try hards, never try ours. Guns all registered, trained St. Bernards. 5-star surveillance, state of the art. Play some fragrant, write a couple bars. Light some sage, open windows and doors. Flights out to Prague, check bitches slog. Different women in different rooms, mad floors. Business still business, seek low cost. Maximize profits, rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat, yeah. Rinse and repeat, yeah. Maximize profits, rinse and repeat. Every day, double O E. Maximize profits, rinse and repeat, yeah. Rinse and repeat, nigga. Rinse and repeat, man. Seek low cost, rinse and repeat. Maximize profits, rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat, then we rinse and repeat, yeah. Business still business, seek low cost. Every other day, double O E.
Dilla Dog, the repping the raw, you know what I mean? Yeah, Midwest gang, you know what I'm saying? Lake Erie Boys, all that, you know what I mean? 313-330.
Yeah.
That's how we do, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, man, for the show.
So let's get it, man, let's get into it, man. So listen, yo, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the very first interview episode of the Rec Show Podcast season 4, man. I'm your host, Golden Mind. Man, this is season 4, man, 2024. So I thank y'all for tapping in with us. Thank y'all for, you know, sharing it, liking it, subscribing, all that jazz, man. Thank you for supporting. Yo, man, last year was crazy. So if you haven't listened to season 1, season 2, season 3, tap into the archive, man. They're going to be there forever. You know what I mean? For the aliens can come, they can listen to them too. The galaxies can listen to the interviews and stuff like that. Today, So, and also check out the last two episodes, episode 114 and 115. Those are my end of the year beat tapes or instrumental albums of 2023. So I did the first one and there was so much dope music. I had to come back and do a second joint, man. So y'all tap into that wherever you get podcasts. But yo, let's get into today's guest, man. Yo, today we are going to Atlanta by way of Canton, Ohio, man. This guy has been doing this thing for a while, man. I've been a personal fan for a couple years. You know, he's on the Koala, man. He's, you know, on the SPs. He's all over the map when it comes to production, but he's a musician first, beat maker, you know what I mean? Music producer, sound crafter, beat geek, whatever you want to say, man. He's a fourth of the Brothers Committee. And if y'all know who that is, we're going to get into that during the interview, man. But we also got, he's a member of the Controllerize Mob. If y'all don't know what the Controllerize is, and if you live in Atlanta, you should smack yourself, man. Because, yo, they've been doing some crazy stuff with Controllerize, all right? And they just got back doing the thing in-house in kind of like this arcade, open kind of business flea market type of thing. Is though the energy I see online is crazy, man. So he's a part of that, man. I need y'all to just recognize that. But yo, let's give it up for the one and only K Lover, aka The Go. Welcome to the show.
Yo, what's up, y'all? What's up? Yeah. We in the building with the golden one. What's happening, man?
Yeah.
Glad to hear from you, bro. Glad to hear from the community. What's happening, y'all?
Absolutely, man. Yo, welcome. Yo, finally, I get to chop it up with you, man. They don't even know that you the first episode of 2024, so.
Hey, it's real. Hey, man, it's real in the field, man. Just grateful to be here, you know what I'm saying? Blessings to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody's doing well. Bless yourself, brother. You've been grinding. My man's, he out here. You know what I mean? Let's get it,
man,
you know?
I appreciate it, man. Listen, it's you know what I mean? It's for us. You know what I mean? Like my wife and girl be like, yo, you spending too much time talking to these people, yo. Like, you need to pull it back some. So when they don't see me online, that's when I'm pulling it back. It's family time. You know what I'm saying? So
hey, man, you gotta get the grind in whenever you can get it and everything else and do the best at it that you can. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Exactly, man. Listen, so yo, man, I only gave the internets a little bit of, you know, who you are. But for those that don't know, they need to slap themselves right now. But after this, they're going to go tap into your discography and, you know, the websites and all that jazz, man. But for those that don't know who you are, the B-heads that don't know who you are, can you just, you know, let them know, like, how'd you even come up with K-Lover, a.k.a. The Go, you know, like, how long you been making beats, and we'll get into some more stuff after that, though.
Hey, man, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you asked that question, fam. I started out, man, be honest with you, Canton, Ohio, you know what I mean? It was a thing that, like, traditionally, I was like a jazz musician and stuff like that with the trumpet stuff and a self-taught drummer. Grew up in a musical home. Dad was a multi-talented musician. Mother was a great singer, and then got family members and stuff that, you know, are predominant musical people and stuff like that. And so, like, you know, brothers, aunts, uncles, you know what I'm saying, everything else. And then so it was kind of like a musical confab of, like, family thing. And that was kind of like what we lived by for the most part. And, you know what I'm saying, it was just kind of like, it was just a way of life for the most, man. You know what I'm saying? I really dug deep into production. I think in my early teen years, like when I became like 17, 18 years old kind of thing. And that's kind of when I started, like, really delving into beats. Like, there was movies out like Belly And like when you had the Roots, like When Things Fall Apart album, and the Nori NRE album, and all, and Mobb Deep stuff, and all the Biggie stuff and everything else, I was really intrigued on the way of production and how are these guys doing this stuff with like beats and stuff like that. I have a brother that was known in the music community and stuff like that. I've done stuff for like a lot of notable artists and stuff like that. And I was around that situation. And I was always trying to be like close to that and like try to understand like where they were going with it. And then I ended up inheriting it. And then like my cousin, shockingly enough, that was in town, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Showstar Media. Him and myself were paying a lot of attention to a lot of like what my brother and them were doing, and we kind of like developed the thing to where it's just kind of like we wanted to start doing beats too. And then like my brother kind of put me up on game on stuff, even though me being a jazz musician, he's like, hey, look, man, you're doing the trumpet stuff and that's cool and everything else, but you need to really get into this production game. And I'm like, oh, production, what is that? And you know what I'm saying? Just kind of showing me the ropes on it. And it's like, started on the in Sonic MR61 and everything else, man. And then we just started kind of building back home in Ohio. And it was like during the time where like Bone Thugs and Harmony and stuff, they were hitting real heavy. There was a lot of notable people that was around and was doing stuff. And then so it became a thing. And then just really kind of got involved into it. And then there was a car scene. If anybody knows about Stally and stuff like that, there was a car scene back then too. So we just kind of like intricated the car scene and like that type of music to where it's just like, if you're making beats and stuff like that and everything, you need to make some stuff that like smacking the whip. Mm. If it didn't smack in the whip, you weren't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? You weren't doing nothing. It's like, it's got a smack in the whip, man. And but then it's like, you make it to where it's smacking the whip, but then you putting a positive message out there, and then it was like, it was working out. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's kind of where it started. And we, you know, we listen to a lot of stuff, you know. Northeast Ohio, mostly rock-based. You know what I'm saying? And so we listen to a lot of different stuff, man. But yeah, that was kind of like the start, you know, started from gospel stuff, you know what I'm saying? My mom was like a, you know what I'm saying, choir director, gospel singer, who pops was like a multi-talented musician, that kind of thing. We kind of just grew up with like a lot of early 60s, 70s, like early 80s stuff, that kind of thing. But I'm sure we'll get into that.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, man. Shout out to your mom and dad, your brother, man, putting you on too, man. Wow. Yeah. Oh, man, and I can't go no further without saying, you know what I mean, happy birthday to your moms, yo.
Yes. Oh, man, appreciate it, man. She's going to love that. She's going to love it, man. This is the best birthday she ever had. Yeah. Thank you for that, man. I appreciate that. That's love, man.
Yeah, man. Got love on moms, man. Yo, because, yo, man, we... life is fast, man. So you gotta love them while we got them. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, for sure. Yeah. Hey, man, it's great. It's the most beautiful thing in the world.
Yeah, man. So okay, so you got trumpet is my, you know what I mean? I love the trumpet. I grew up playing the trumpet. So
awesome.
You know what I'm saying? So that's just one of those instruments. I still got to get one, but. Man, what was it about the trumpet that you like that drew you to it?
The soul of like the things that you can do with three valves, man. Mm. And the ways you can go with it within your creative ability of it was basically pushing yourself. And see, I was a huge fan of Miles Davis and like Lee Morgan and a lot of those guys and stuff like that, man, with a lot of different fusion jazz. Before Miles Davis became fusion jazz, I was cool with like the straight ahead stuff. And it was just a thing of like, I think the movie Move Better Blues inspired me a lot.
Classic.
That inspired me a lot. And then, like I said, the same brother was like, hey, man, you need to play the trumpet. And then I have an uncle that's a known saxophonist. And I was never hip to the saxophone too tough. I could play it. But the trumpet, to me, it felt a certain type of way, man, to where it's just kind of like it spoke to my identity. Mm-hmm. As much as I want to admit it, like between that and drumming, the trumpet, it was a way of expression. And then once I actually embraced it and everything else, it felt like a part of my being. It felt like a part of my being. And then I just took it on from there, and it's then took me levels to where awards, medals, you know what I'm saying, certain recognition, accolades, everything else that I'm grateful and I'm proud to have achieved from hard work and dedication, man. And I wouldn't take those experiences, man, I wouldn't take them for granted for anything in the world. I really wouldn't.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Man. Wow. See, this is why we have these cars, because nobody else would have known. Like, you know what I mean? You are an accomplished trumpeter, you know? Like, oh, man. Okay, so those three vowels. Here's the thing about the trumpet. Because I grew up in band with the mm-hmm. three vowels, but then in church, we had a bugle that didn't have any vowels.
Facts. Right.
So
yeah, that part.
So
yeah.
I was so drawn to, I'm like, yo, how am I able to blow what I want to blow and I don't have any vowels with this? And now, and you know what I mean? Like, it was just, I was just mind blown as a kid. I think I was maybe, you know, 12, 13. I'm just like, yo, this is amazing. And then I started getting into hip hop and everything like that. So then it was like, wow. Because in hip hop back in the day, and it still is, but they were all about jazz. They was about jazz samples, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So you hear all of the live instrumentation and stuff like that. So was that the same for you when you were, you know, just around listening to music and then this hearing the trumpet everywhere?
Definitely, man. Because, like, okay, so you was a church cat, like, the same as I was.
Uh-huh.
And, like, when you first started out with music and everything else, it's like, I don't know if it was the same experience for you, but I started out with a kazoo.
Oh, wow.
And then I moved up to a harmonica. Wow. And then I got on the trumpet, and then I started learning self-taught drums. So, and then took it from there. But it was like it was more of a feeling. It was more of a feeling, man, during those times and stuff like that. And then, like, see, I'm without telling my age and stuff like that, I grew up in the era of, I had a best friend that was like stayed around the corner from me. Like, literally across the street from me, one of my best friends, shout out to Leland Johnson. You know what I'm saying? He was a piano player, organist kid, and so he would be playing and stuff like that at his home. Meanwhile, we had like a whole music store like right around the corner back home.
Wow!
And we would like listen to like a lot of the hard rock guys sitting there riffing and stuff like that and everything else, and we'll just be outside playing and hear those rock guys playing and stuff with guitars and drums and everything else, hair band type stuff, but they'll have different melodies. And we would never think about it as kids. And mind you, this is like, we're like 5 years old, 6 years old, something like that, right? And so we're like, hey, man, that sounds really cool. And then we would try to intricate that into when we go to church. And kind of, if it was melodic or if it was, you know what I'm saying, drumming wise, we would try to intricate that into the church move. And at them times, and you, hey, if you're a church cat, you know, we weren't allowed to play that type of stuff.
Nah.
We won a lot out, technically, but we split it off. But it was a fun move into where now, today, is pretty dominant. Mm. And so, like, that's kind of where I got the inspiration from. Like, I listened to a lot of Phil Collins, Genesis, The Police. I was always around a lot of, like, Toto and a lot of the old school stuff back in them days and everything else that were like the pop music vibe. And that's what kind of drew the inspiration. Then me and my brothers, you know what I'm saying, we would sit there and be like watching movies and stuff too, and we would get inspiration from that. And then it transcended to where it's just like, okay, we want to make this musical then. And we just made a musical. That's all. And it transcended to, like, you know, our cousins that, you know, we're cool with and everything else, man. And it became a thing. And that's what we live by.
Wow. Wow, man. Like, that, those experiences are priceless. And I'm pretty sure you still pull from those experiences when you're creating today, right?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Like, it's the greatest thing, because that's why I love our beat making community. Mm-hmm. I watch everything and I see what everybody's doing, and I get inspired from, like, all the new creators, man. Even though I might not come out and say it, I pay attention to a lot of stuff, man. And, like, everybody is, like, just hitting on it, man. And I love it. I love it. I was just with DJ Red Handed today, and we were talking about, like, you know, the way how the beat community has progressed and everything else, to where there was a time where it was stagnant, but now it wasn't stagnant in a bad way, but, like, how stuff used to be in the mid to late 90s and early 2000s to where it is now, to where it's kind of, like, very, very open, and it's really freaking cool, man. It's really cool. Like, shout outs to DiBiase, man. Like, shout outs to Merrick, man, for creating Koala. You know what I'm saying? Much love to my man's, and man, like, Koala B-Cast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Remy Z. Yeah, MZ. Yeah.
Yeah, old Remy, man. Remy is my guy, man. Like, all of us together, man. And it's like, that's what it's all about these days. You know what I'm saying? And I really love this community. I really love it. I really love it. Like, everything that we're doing is like the best thing in the world. I'm sorry, man. I ramble sometimes.
It's cool.
But
it's cool.
I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, man, it's cool. Yo, we need to be happy about these things, man. It's just progression, you know what I mean? Things, technology is opening up so many different things, man, and connected us even more. Like, you, if you watch the news, it'd be like, yo, technology is tearing us apart. It's doomsday situations and stuff like that. But if, you know, you pull back and coming back into the beat community, it's connecting us. Yeah, you know I mean, we able to communicate. We able to have, you know, beat contests. You know what I mean, like they did with you know, that Remy hosted and DiBiase hosted. You know what I mean, yeah. Where it was Koala versus SP and MPC versus Machine.
Hey, man, yo, yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, the first one was so freaking crazy. The second one was even nuts.
Man,
it was even more crazy. The first one, though. That was like that trial period.
Yeah.
Man, yo, that right there was, that was a maneuver, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people that, like, ain't no diss at all, man. Like, some people tapped into it, Golden, but, like, that first one, man, that was something special.
Yeah. Yeah.
That first one was something special.
Man, it was so raw, man. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, man.
I feel you.
Yo, I'm sorry Team Machine had to snatch it from y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like,
You know what? It's not even about the victories and everything else. As long as everybody link up with everybody and like do and know each other and link up with each other, man.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate goal, man. But it's always cool to mess around and have like that, you know what I'm saying, that spirit of competition.
Yeah, with each other.
Iron Cypress Iron, man.
Exactly. If we wasn't inspired, you know what I mean, before doing the contest, and I don't know what's gonna inspire you, bro, because everybody got the same sample and you had to flip, like, come on, man. Like, there's people flip that thing multiple ways and never the same, yo.
For sure. By the way, too. Don't tell nobody. Here's something else coming that's coming soon. Can't talk about it, but
for Koala? Yeah.
No. Even more.
Uh-oh.
Stay tuned. Y'all stay on your dolls. Y'all stay on your dolls and y'all stay on your stuff that y'all do and be the best that you can be at it.
Ew. Uh-oh. See the premiere. You got a little taste. You got a little teaser. You know something coming, man. Y'all better tap in, man. Yo, man.
You just never know. There's some things that's afoot that you just never know.
Oh, man. All right, man. I'm excited. I don't even know what it is, and I'm excited. What?
just mash it. Whatever it is that you use that's good for you, master it. Mm-hmm. And be great at it, and then just show love to those that want to learn, and it's just that simple.
Right.
It don't matter about the equipment. Mm-hmm. It's all in the mind, man.
Exactly. It's the man or the woman behind the machine, man. That's it.
Exactly.
Man. Okay. So, yo, man, we can geek out all day. Yo, I got to talk to you about, because you know we got a lot of young, brand new beat makers, musicians, and composers coming into the fold.
So, for sure.
So I wanted to ask you about, when did you think you were ready to put out your music so people can, you know, listen to it? Like, what was that experience like? What was that journey like?
Man, I think I pretty much got comfortable. I'm gonna honestly say, because I went through a lot of pitfalls, man. I had to sit there and do a lot of soul searching on things and everything else, man. And it took me a minute. It took me a minute because like I had been sitting there and producing beats since like 1999. 2000-ish, per se. And that's where I was kind of like learning things. Shout out to my cousin Black Cloud and, you know what I'm saying, the homie R-Dub. We were doing stuff back in those days and everything else, man. Like, even with like Music Generator and all that other stuff. And, you know what I'm saying, shout out to my cousin Showstar Media again. We were figuring out things, but I was super duper hardware about stuff. And it took a minute to really fill out stuff for years, man, until it kind of came to fruition. It didn't really hit, to be honest with you. Like, I started at like around 20, but it didn't really hit off until like I became like 28, but then it really started ramping up once I got the placement with like E40 and Yuck Mouth and Sleep Dank, man. And that happened like 2013.
Wow.
So it took a minute, man. It took a minute. But you know what I'm saying? There was other stuff along the way that was going on, but like once I got that E40 placement and stuff like that, and that pretty much kind of sealed in a lot of stuff and everything else. Granted, like with Brothers Committee, shout out to my guy, bro, you know what I'm saying? We were doing battle circuit stuff and everything else for a minute, and it just seemed like it wasn't quite hitting per se. And then, so I start ended up being like on, I start being a brand rep for Ice Standard. If anybody knows about Ice Standard,
yo, why do I remember that?
Kanye West came out of that.
Ice Standard. Like, oh, that's,
Was that
Illmind was in that too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All those guys, Jay Hatch, the homie Sizz, all them. And it was like, it was the Ice Standard thing that kind of really kickstarted. Well, not so much kickstart, but like it extremely pushed the maneuver of like, all right, let's start doing this stuff. And producers that are producers start linking with each other. And then next thing you know, it's like it made me mess around and up my game on stuff. And then that's how I end up starting getting placements.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying? We'll talk about the latter part of that benefited from that on, you know what I'm saying? Or however else. But yeah, that's kind of pretty much how it started, man. Like, was in New York 2011 with at Sony at 550 Madison and everything else, man. And there was a lot of stuff that was going on, man, with like production stuff, man. And you know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes you just live and you learn, and then you go to school and learn stuff and do better, and that's it. And then for the young generation and everything else, man, don't be against learning new things and getting the knowledge on stuff. And if you have to learn schooling and stuff like that, man, go ahead and take the advantage of doing it. You know, it's okay. Nobody's going to fault you for it, but I honestly push everybody everybody knowing like music theory, learning music theory, and picking up an instrument and actually being cool with the instrument. And knowing that instrument so it can work to your benefit. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to always be on that instrument, but as long as you're nice at it and everything else, it opens up doors for all other stuff that you can do. That's all. But yeah, I can go on and on and on about that, but yeah.
Man, so here's a random question.
What's up?
What would you say so far in your career? Because you know you just scratching the surface on your career, but what would you say are like a couple or a few of your key milestones when it comes to you know your musical journey?
Man, that E40 placement was pinnacle. Mm. That was pinnacle. That was pinnacle. At the time that I got it, it was pinnacle. And there was other stuff that I got on top. Shouts to, you know what I'm saying? Much love to Mac Dre. You know what I'm saying? Thizz and Peace. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to Bay Area. That was a very pinnacle point in my life. Because of the fact of a lot of my hard work and dedication and stuff like that, it seemed like it made sense after that point. It made a whole lot of sense. I did things in 2010 and everything else. Some of my work has been copied. I won't mention the name and I won't put people out there like that. I'm not that type of guy. But it's a known cut that I've created, and I just want to know my stuff. And so that's why I tell, you know what I'm saying, up-and-comers and stuff like that, be about your business and everything, because you just never know, man. I took an L on that one, and it's all cool, but it was a learning experience. I took my butt to school I learned what I need to learn. South SAE Atlanta Institute. You know what I'm saying? And just pretty much be good people with everybody, man. And the main thing about it is, within all this stuff and everything else, and this art and craft that we love and love and endure and everything else, network with people and just be open to ideas. Be open to ideas, man. You just never know. Everybody don't know it all. You know what I'm saying? Right. Even being older and stuff like that and everything else, you don't know everything. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it'd be some of the young generation to mess around, and you know what I'm saying? It'd be the young teenagers and upcomers and stuff like that that put you up on game on stuff. But I will say, young teenagers, upcomers, start crate digging again. Crate digging is fun. Mm-hmm. I can't stress it enough. You'll be surprised at what you research. Instead of researching social media so much, go on them crates. Start going to these record stores. See what you can find. Look at certain things or whatever else, and you'll be surprised of some of your favorite artists, the part of stuff that they were a part of that were popularized before it got popular. And that was some of their best work a lot of the time. Like, I just had a conversation about this earlier today. I'm like, Phil Collins, for instance. Before he was in Genesis, oh man, he was in a whole nother group that he crushed. That a lot of people have no idea. And I won't even say it on the podcast. I won't say it. I won't say who the band is. That's up.
We want to know. We want to know.
Nah, y'all got to dig for that one. Y'all got to dig for that one. Y'all got to dig for that one.
Okay. All right, yo. I'm going to go dig right after this.
Y'all got to dig for that one, but it's some heat, though. It's fire. Wow. Y'all gonna hear some of it coming soon. But there's some stuff in there, everything else, for a lot of your artists that you appreciate and everything else that y'all love, that they were in primary groups that were in the forefront, that they were in other bands and stuff like that. They were other bands that they were actually at their best. And that's how they ended up in those bands that you know about. And yeah, man, like, for instance, now this is a gem I'll give. This is a gem I give, Goldmine. This is a gem I give. I'll give this one up. I'll give this one up.
Drum roll, please.
Shout out to Dilla Mon. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, man, Stuart Copeland. If you guys have ever listened to anything of Sting from the Police and everything else, research Stuart Copeland. He was the drummer for them. He has a nice history. I'll leave you with that.
Stuart Copeland, everybody.
Yes.
Go ahead and search that up. You know.
Yeah, and he had a group. It was a trio with him, Stanley Clark. If those who know Stanley Clark, the guy that did the sound score for Boys in the Hood.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a whole group with them and a female singer chick that was really, really good. But yeah, they had a whole group, and it's official. So that's the gem I will get. But Stanley Clark, man. Mind you, Stanley Clark also was the sound scorer for Passenger 57 with Wesley Snipes. Yeah.
Yo. Yo, man. Okay. Yo, Stuart Copeland, man. Yo, I was going to give it to him right now, but yo, let me let y'all dig. let me let y'all dig, man. You know, K-Lover's right, man. Like, y'all got to dig for this, man. Wow.
Yeah, man. Nice dude, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, you doing, you know, well, first of all, let's go back to, you know, the placement that you got, which was a game changer for you. But in the middle of, you know, before that happened and you were going through all of those situations, what would you attribute to you pushing, continuing to push forward and not give up on, you know what I mean, what you believe in, what you, your dream and your pursuits? What would you attribute that to?
I love the music, man. I love the music.
All right.
My mom always supported me on stuff, and my father, you know, God rest his soul, always stayed on me about stuff. You know what I'm saying? My brothers always did the same thing too. It's kind of like, even my whole family, we always moved our lives by a music soundtrack somehow, some way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if I'm walking down the street, I have a sound score in my head. You know what I'm saying? Even if I'm skateboarding, it's just a thing with my family. You know what I'm saying? On both sides. You know what I'm saying? I do have a cousin, not sitting there bragging, but I have a cousin that's a Grammy Award winning artist. And she moves the same. She moves the same way. But we're just all pretty much like even killed about stuff. But it's like, it's a way of life, man. When you love the art that you've been blessed with and everything else, the art isn't a job. It's a part of you. And so even when you want to give it up sometimes and you feel defeated, you can't give it up because it's part of you.
It'd be like cutting your arm off, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Exactly. So you just got to go in, man. You know what? Whenever you feel like, oh, man, I'm not enough, you go harder. Pause. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You just go harder, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't going to like you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody ain't going to accept you. But for those that do, you know what I'm saying? You do it for them and you do it for yourself. Facts. And you love that. And you love it, and you embrace it, and you share it to the world. And that's the ultimate goal, man. You know? That's the ultimate goal.
I think a lot of people missed that, what you just said, which was, you know, if you love it, it's not really a job. But then also, you know, not everybody's going to like you, make it. You know what I'm saying? Make it for those. Mm-hmm. Hey, you like it? If you like it, all right, share it. Some people are going to mess with it, some people not. But don't pay attention to the ones that don't like it. Because it's a lot of people that are looking at you, but they ain't saying nothing. Sure. They taking notes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but they like, yo, damn, like he or she is really doing their thing, man. Like, but they don't want to say, they don't want to give that to you. You know what I mean? But it's people that are supporting you, the ones that do say, yo, this album is fire, or, you know, I love what you did with this song, or this song is my, you know, wake up song, or, you know, whatever it may be, whether it's art or whatever. Mm-hmm. Cater to that, man. Nurture
that. And those are the ones that are important, because those are the ones that understand it. They're not thinking from a mainstream aspect of it. Mm-hmm. They're thinking from like a connection aspect of it. It's a connection thing, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like take the artist, but separate the artist from the art. If you dig the art, rock with the art. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? They're like, hey, look, man. Facially, it might seem like, oh man, this dude is tough, but at the same time, though, it's like he's tough for a reason, because this cat cares about people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the one thing I strive on, and what I've always strived on in all of my productions and any of my projects, if people would actually take the time and pay attention to all the artwork, by the way, klove330.bandcamp.com. Huh? Tap in.
Yeah, we gonna get into that. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Go ahead, go ahead, plug it again.
Yo, I had to, man. But not the music, the musicality part of it, like my the production that I do and everything else, it tells a story. Mm-hmm. It speaks to the common man. It speaks to the common person. It speaks to the common woman. You know what I'm saying? It speaks to everybody, to where it's just like, you feel a certain type of way or whatever else. If you don't speak, the fact that you don't talk, that's okay. There's music that speaks for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a huge talker. I'm really not. I'm not a huge vocalist type cat. Even my son, I have a 17-year-old son. Shout out to Pokey, Christian Nicholas Stokes. What's up?
What's up?
You know what I'm saying? Baby boy, little K, little love. You know what I'm saying? Like my son, he, you know what I mean? He's one of those guys, he's really into the car stuff. And he's a cello player also. And he don't really talk too much. So it's like when you make music and stuff like that, you take, when you're, especially you're a creative like yourself, Golden, it's like you already know why it is, bro. Like, you don't technically make music just for yourself. You make music technically for mugs that technically can't speak for themselves, but they speak for themselves artistically. Mm. If that makes any sense.
Mm, that makes sense.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, man, everybody ain't good at voicing certain things. They move by action. Mm. And that's fine. And if you're doing that, do that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing wrong with it, and Muzz got your back, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? My fault. But I sometimes I can go off the beaten path.
Hey, I ain't stopping you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
keep it going, because we need this, man. You know what I mean? Like, yo, we need somebody need to hear this, obviously. So, yo, I'm gonna just let it rock, man. Yo, speaking of making music, you know what I mean, for everybody, I gotta talk to you about I'm gonna ask you about this question and then we're gonna get into your own music. The music that inspired you. I know one of the you already named a few groups or individuals, Miles Davis and cats like that. What, who really, like, if you had to, is there one beat or one song or maybe a couple beats or a couple songs that when you heard it, it really just flipped the switch and just, you know what I mean, it was like, yo, this is so far, like, I want to do this, or just blew your mind, you know, and it still resonates to this day?
I don't really... Man, that's a tough one, because one song off the top of my head, but then I have an innovator that really inspired me. But before that innovator came in, I had one person. I'm gonna tell you who that one person is. Are y'all ready for it?
Ready. We ready.
Prince. Pop Life.
Hey.
Prince. Prince has always been like my go-to. Mm. Always. Prince. That Pop Life. Boom, 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 boom. Prince always been one of my favorites. Always. Yeah, Prince. Anything Prince has done growing up, because my mom was a huge Prince fan.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah.
Like, my mom was a heavy Prince fan. Like, my mom and Show Starting Media's mom, they sisters, they went to a snowstorm to go see Prince at Kent State University back in the day in the 70s. So it's like Prince, and that's what we know. But like Prince was like my, he was my guy. Even with Take Me With You and all that, like his musicality, the musicality of Prince and everything else, I took that on. Like I remember being a kid going to the movie theater and seeing Purple Rain. And seeing it firsthand, even through the quote unquote new parts. But yeah, because Apollonia was fine. Excuse me.
Apollonia.
Yeah, the musicality part of it, man, like just how that whole situation was and everything else, man, just like the musicality of it. I was always like a Prince cat. Stevie Wonder was a great influence. Obviously, I was a huge Phil Collins Genesis fan. George Duke, a lot. A lot of jazz stuff, a lot of forward ahead stuff. Sting and the Police. I listened to a lot of like Kajagoogoo. You know what I'm saying? If anybody ever watched Risky Business or any of the old school 80s teen movies and stuff like that. Yeah, gems. I'm giving gems up right now.
Wait. Risky Business. That's Tommy Davidson, right?
No. Risky Business, Tangerine Dream, dude.
Oh, okay. A different movie. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, you're talking about Strictly Business.
Strictly Business. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Strictly Business. That's a classic, too.
That is a classic.
Yeah. Well, Halle Berry. Yeah. Sheesh. Shout out to Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
Straight from Bedford Heights, baby. Yeah. But it's just like when you're dealing with the 80s joints and stuff like that, man, like when you're dealing with Tangerine Dream and you know those type of situations, Vangelis. I push on the younger generation, start looking into like a lot of the synthwave guys from back in those days. They were very forward thinking. And stuff like that. And that's what seems like Coachella, like even the Coachella crowd is pretty much going into. And even with the NAMM crowd, with like the new age way of like technology and stuff and beat creating and stuff like that, that's where it's going to. It's kind of like bringing the older stuff from back in the day when they didn't have the technology to nowadays we have technology and they're bringing it back. Mm-hmm. And it's love, and I'm loving every bit of it. But pay homage to the initial, and that's all they're asking. That's all they're asking about it. Because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be where we're at now.
Right.
Be honest with you, Phil Collins, and I'm sorry to go on and rant about it, but like Phil Collins and like Stuart Copeland. And even Danny Carey from like the drummer from like the band Tool and Neil Peart from Rush. If it wasn't for those guys was working off the Simmons SD5 electric drums and stuff like that back in the day before it was even popular. Hmm. And now you got cats that's like, you know what I'm saying? Like the Count, shout out to the Count, shout out to Kalen Ellis. They're killing that.
Killers. Man.
They're killing it right now. Even Tony Royster Jr. Killing it. They're killing it right now with that. And I'm like, yep, see? That's what I'm talking about. That part. Yeah, you know what I mean? But anywho, yeah, man. I'm sorry. Like I said, I can go back and rant for days, man.
Yeah. Yo, so here's a and the end of this, don't notice, man, but a little inside information, right? So the podcast cover is basically like this futuristic type portal type of thing, right? But it's always has purple in it. That purple is a dedication to my mom who loves Prince.
You know love, so, that's love all day. Let's go.
Yeah, man. So, yo, I can't, like, yo, that's all we was listening to was Prince and Mary J. and Patti LaBelle.
Let's go.
All of them, man. So,
my mother and Showstar Media's mom went back in the day, they went to Kent State University. Fun fact, they went to Kent State University in a snowstorm when Prince was like young, super young. They went to the Prince concert in a snowstorm to go to that show to go see him.
Wow.
Yeah. At Kent State University back home in Ohio. Yeah.
Ohio ain't got no little snowstorms neither, yo. Them things.
No, no, it was mad crazy. Yeah, they was in a V-dub. My mom told me herself. Wow. And she was like, yo, me, your Aunt Mina. By the way, my Aunt Mina, yeah, jazz singer, was signed to Sony 550. Shouts to Aunt Mina.
Man.
Shouts to her, man. That's my sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell her this. I love her dearly. But, they went in a snowstorm to go see Prince at Kent State University. My mom told me and everything else in a snowstorm to go see Prince back when he had the I Want to Be Your Lover, when he had that out. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, way before I was even born.
Sheesh. Man.
Yeah. Crazy, right? Yeah. And see, that's why I got love for your mom, though, with the purple.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah, man. I'm with you, Golden.
Yeah.
I'm with you, dog. I'm with you. Hey, man, shout out to the podcast. Love all you guys, man. For all y'all listening, tap in the gold mine. Let's go, baby. Spotify, all DSPs, digital streaming platforms. Go, telling you. Brothers Committee, Controllerized Gang, Beatmaker Community. Let's go. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Let's get it.
Yo, man, it's love, man. Yo. Man, I gotta ask you about your music, man, because you've been putting out music for a little while now, and it's a few albums that I'm gonna speak to on Bandcamp, right? Because I'm a big, you know what I mean, like, besides websites to buy music from people, like, Bandcamp is the next best thing.
For sure. You know, yeah.
So I gotta ask you about three albums. Freedom Music, A Wonky Wonderland Season 1, and Stay Tuned Volume 1. I gotta ask you about because as I'm like, oh my gosh, man, these, just what you're doing with these sonically is like, yo, how come, yo, it should be like thousands of people buying this right now. Like, how are they not buying this right now? They may be listening to somewhere else or something, but I'm like, yo, they need to support these albums, yo, because these ones is going, you know what I mean, it's going to make you like, yo, all right, Dave's digging this, all right, let's go make more on a grander scale, you know what I'm saying? But those three albums right there, Freedom Music, A Wonky Wonderland Season 1, Stay Tuned Volume 1, like, what was the meaning behind Freedom Music?
Freedom Music?
Yeah.
Freedom with freedom, right? Okay. The meaning behind that was during that era of, man, I'm glad you picked them too. Man, yeah, man. Because there's some stories behind all those three projects, man. With Freedom Music, that was during that time when we were all in lockdown and stuff like that, man. And especially here in Atlanta, I was working with a lot of the homies and a lot of the community here from the Controllerized Gang. And I wanted to put out something because we were contributing to the Atlanta Solidarity Fund. And so I figured to put that project out to help out. And we actually did a live stream. We actually did a live stream.
I think I remember that.
Yeah. So it's like, that was all for that. So like all the proceeds went to the Atlanta Solidarity Fund for like all the homies that was at the CNN Center when when they messed around and got pepper sprayed and everything else, and they ended up having to go to jail and stuff like that. We did that specifically. And I put that project out to help acquire funds and stuff like that to get a lot of those guys that ended up unfortunately getting locked up on the stuff to help gather funds to get them out of there for them expressing their rights. So that was the meaning behind Freedom Music.
Cause that's is that Stokely Carmichael on the front? I think that is, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Man.
And then what was the other project you said?
And then the other project was a Wonky Wonderland season one.
Wonky Wonderland? Okay, so the story behind that one.
Bruh, let's hear this one.
The story behind that one. Oh, it's gonna blow y'all's mind. So all my equipment messed around and pooped out. And all I had was my SP-404 and my cell phone. And I had just acquired, like at that time, I had just acquired the Korg situation that they had, that they was giving out for free with all the Korg plugins and stuff on the apps.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I acquired all those plugins and I just had that and my SP-404. And I was getting stuff off of the radio station here in Atlanta. And so I started taking stuff and I started doing beats off the, I downloaded the Korg K-Oscillator plugin for that free joint. And I started doing stuff on that and just kind of made a thing of it. And then I was like, yo, I need to put out something, but like my computer stuff is shot. I don't have anything to record to, this and that and the third. All I got is my SP-404 because my computer took a dive. And I'm like, dude, I got my cell phone and my SP-404. And the phone that I had at the time was an Android. I'm like, well, I can sit there and do a radio station thing and I can take stuff and whatever else. And so I just record stuff into the 404, you know what I'm saying? Resample and blah, blah. And then Sav It Is a Thing. And then that's how Wonky Wonderland Volume 1 came about. It's just like, start taking stuff and do, 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 and just ping pong and stuff and came up with that project and put it out. Cause I'm like, I need to put something out. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it just felt good.
Wow. Yeah, man. Cornbread Earl and them.
Oh, that's my fun. Hey, yo, that was fun. That was a fun joke. Yes.
They don't even know. I'm gonna play it for y'all. Yo, don't worry, internet. So I'm gonna play that for y'all so y'all can go back and be like, yo, I need this album.
It was fun, man. That was fun. And shockingly enough, man, shockingly enough, Golden, that was mostly the K-Oscillator freaking app on the Korg joint.
Wow.
I made that whole beat on the K-Oscillator. I didn't do nothing on the SP-404 at all. That was all K-Oscillator jump off. I just did the edits. I did the edits on the 404 and then dropped it down.
That's ingenuity, bro. Wow. Yo. Oh, my gosh. Bro. Yo.
Yeah. It was crazy, man. It was a fun time. It was tough, but I had fun with it.
Right. Yeah, man. And then, you know, I don't know what happened in between those. Three years. I'm pretty sure everything was happening. But then you came out with Stay Tuned Volume 1, which is, you know, 14 tracks, came out last year. I'm slapping myself. I didn't catch this for the end of the year episode for the beat tapes of the year. But yo, man, what went into Stay Tuned Volume 1 with the cover got one cowboy boot in the street? What is happening, yo?
Kicking it, man. Just kicking it. Just kicking it. That's it. But you know what, though? That project was so, it was so on the, that project took me a year and a half.
Wow.
It took me a year and a half, almost 2 years to finish because of so much stuff I was dealing with during that time. And it's like, I want this to be right. And I sat there and talked. It's funny. I talked to Ed, talked to DJ Red Handed. And I'm like, hey, Red, man. And I talked to Lean Lizzy, too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I got to put this out, man. I'm like, I don't know where to go with it. This needs to get done. It's like, it needs to be finished. Red was like, yeah, man. You need to quit playing around, man. Then I talked to my cousin, Showstar Media. And he was like, yeah, man, you need to, because I was doing little stuff and I ended up going to Florida and was kind of like playing little segments of the project at that time. But, and I was trying to gauge what the public was feeling. It was kind of different to a degree, but I'm like, you know what, man, fuck this, man. We're going to take it. We're going to go back old school, how we do stuff. And just hanging out and everything else, hanging out at with Red Handed, and just we were skateboarding, and I seen something. I was like, "Let me," you know what I'm saying? Got it, and then built from that idea, and then I'm like, "Stay tuned, Volume One," and then I start thinking about certain stuff. You know what I'm saying? I start thinking about Dave New York, South, the rest in power, Dave New York. Oh, man. Family. I start thinking about the homies and stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? And it was just kind of like a thing where it's just kind of like, I want to do something that's like, represents all of us as a community. All of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is that we do, we just stay, you know what I'm saying? We keep people staying tuned to what we're doing. Obviously, with the rocket ship and the stars and everything else, you know that's the moniker. But, and it always will be, because we shoot for the stars, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we know. And that's all I've ever wanted. And so, with the Stay Tuned Volume 1, and that's going to be an ongoing segment for all of us. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't do it just for myself, man. I don't. I really don't do it. I do it for my family. I do it for the mugs that I'm tight with. I do it for all of us. As sure as I sit there and live by airport, you know what I'm saying? I see planes flying in and out all the time. We go fly at any means necessary. Let's get it.
Man. I, you know what? I'm tempted to play this first track, man, just so they can hear, man. You know what?
Oh, man, hit them with it. Oh, go ahead.
Let me hit them with this, man.
Go ahead, man. Lovely. Shout out to Soulstar Media for the video footage at Lake Eola, Orlando, Florida. You feel me though? Yeah, baby.
Nah, y'all gotta go to the band camp, man, and listen to that joint, man. What? That, bro. Bruh.
Blessings, blessings, blessings.
Oh my blessings. God.
So much appreciative.
Bruh. Okay. Yo, man. That's the three albums I really wanted to touch on, man. It's so much more, man. I think we got to do a part two to this conversation.
Whatever you want to do, man. I'm always open.
It's so much I want to ask you about, man. But time constraints. But yo, let me ask you these last two questions. It's 2024, you know, New Year's happening. And the technology, NAMM just happened, everything like that. I don't know if you went or not, but.
Oh, no, I peeped some of the stuff though.
Yeah. So what is your, like, I don't want to know your whole process, but what is the process for K Lover, aka the Go, man? What is your process when you sit down and you're getting ready to make a track? Like, what does that look or feel like to you?
Just a feel, man. Really, it's just a feeling. Like, I can't explain. It's just a feeling, man.
It's just a feeling, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a feeling, man.
Man.
But you just gotta feel it. If you don't feel it, you can't do it. I put in the words of my mans and everything. Again, I'm referencing the movie Risky Business, man. Sometimes you just gotta say, what the F? What the F? What the F brings you opportunity? Opportunity, you know what I'm saying, makes your future sometimes, man. Sometimes, if you can't say it, you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? But what the F brings you freedom. Freedom brings you opportunity. Opportunity makes your future. What the F?
What the F? What yeah. the F, man? Yeah.
Yeah, what wow. the F, bro? Yeah. You can't do it. You can't mess around and be great if you don't try to be great.
True. That's fast.
It is what it is.
That's
it fast, is what it is, man. You gotta try something, man.
Mm. What is okay? Let's talk about, because Controllerize. You've been a part of Controllerize for I don't know how long. You played at so many different beat sets all over the world, man. Like
facts.
You played for Beat Cinema. You did a Beat yes. Cinema sets. You did Controllerize. Like, what? Ah, man, what is that experience like? Just performing your sets in front of those crowds, because man, they are big crowds, and they all catch a vibe. Especially the one you did last year for Controllerize when they just opened back up. They was going bananas, bro.
Man, you just do what you do, man. Be honest with you. And you just turn out the outside world and be comfortable within yourself. And just pretty much, for the most part, man, enjoy what you're doing. Enjoy what you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I know it's a big crowd. I know it's big crowd stuff and everything else, man. But it gets to a point to where, like, it's a big crowd thing. And a lot of people be like, oh, man, yo, it's so crazy and stuff like that. But then you get to a point to where it's just kind of like you start getting numb to it to a degree. And you just appreciate the crowd. You appreciate the crowd and everything. But then it gets to a point to where it's like the crowd don't even matter anymore. Now you're just locked in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're locked in. Sorry, man. It's raining out here too. It's raining here in a little bit. But it just gets to a point to where you really don't consider the crowd on stuff and everything else, man. you kind of just get to the point to where it's like you do your thing, and then you just pretty much lock in what makes you feel comfortable. And as long as you feel comfortable, the crowd is going to feel comfortable. If you start feeling weird and stuff like that, the crowd is going to feel weird. If you're not confident in yourself, the crowd's not going to be confident in you. And they'll be like, all right, yeah, man, I'm about to start looking at the vendors and whoever else is in here, and I'm not going to pay attention to this guy. Everything else, this mug is playing stuff, he ain't feeling stuff, and everything else, and blah, blah. And then you got a whole thing, then you mad because you think mug is hating on you, but really, you was on some trash, and yeah. And then it's just like, nah, you really just didn't put your best foot forward. Right. And it's like, dog, you can't be doing that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're going to go out there and do stuff and everything else, put your best foot forward, be the best you can be for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Consider the crowd and just be awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like the controller-ass crowd, man, in the earlier years, it was tough. Mm-hmm. I'm not going front. It was tough. Shout out to Black Cubes. Shout out to Knee Like the Beat Ninja. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Maurice Daniel. Shout out to Very Sick Beats. I gotta throw the shout outs out there because this is the initial squad. Shout out to Who Me, shout out to Tapes, shout out to Funk Shoe, Nonsense. You know what I'm saying? DJ Red Handed, Lean Lizzy. Empress Rob, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? Man, Judd, the homie Judd. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of us that mess around and like kind of help start the maneuver and everything. Oh, Mike Stallone. Shout out to Mike Stallone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Like, it was a situation and stuff like that to where you kind of really got to, hey, you had to get outside of yourself. You had to really get outside of yourself. Shout out to DB again. Shout out to 14KT. You know what I'm saying? Cav Wins, what's happening? Yeah, no, man, it's like, it was, Yami and Somali, what's happening? It's just a situation. Oh, Day Tripper, my fault. Day Tripper, yeah, all day, every day. No, man, he just had to be in the maneuver and everything else, because it was the way how it started, it was just pretty much guys coming together, man. And we just all culminated with each other. And it's like, we need to come up with something for the culture. And that's pretty much how, on my end of things, how I viewed it and how I saw it, because I ended up inheriting it. But once I inherited it, we had like confabs and stuff like that on Sundays, man. Those Sundays were epic. Those Sundays were awesome. And excuse me. A whole community got built out of that, man. And we went through the roughest of tough times on everything, man, in terms of venue picking. You know what I'm saying? Like, but all the venues that Mung's messed around and showed up and was a part of and everything else, fire every time. Like, your man DB, this cat shut down Deep End and downtown Atlanta. Too loud music. that's a hidden story. Yeah, it's like the bass was too loud. Hyman Omar, Hyman was there. That was a dope show. Wow. That was dope. That was awesome. It was an awesome show. That was dope. But it was like, yeah, y'all got to turn the music off. That's too loud. But yeah, man, like, nah, it's just like, it was like the controllerized gang. I wouldn't replace them for anybody in the world. I love y'all, man. Like Stolen Drums, Empress Ra. I love all you guys. Y'all hear this? Yep. Squad Gang. That's all we do. Controller Eyes is the mob. But anywho, yeah, my fault, man.
Nah, you good, man.
That's all I got to say about that part.
I got you. Yo, man. shout out to Controller Eyes, man, because I just appreciate what y'all been doing. I tried to catch y'all in Japan in 2000 and I think it was 2020, right before
COVID. No, 2019.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, I was right in Tokyo.
I was trying to come out there then too.
Yeah, man. But anyway, man, one day I'm
going to... It's coming back. Don't worry.
Okay. I'm going to try and catch y'all. I mean, hopefully y'all... I don't know if y'all going to come out to San Antonio or not, but you know, we...
Oh, you know, I'm a Texas boy now.
You know what I'm saying? So...
I grew up in Dallas. I'm a native of Dallas.
Yeah. So, we ready. I think Houston, Austin, Dallas, San An, man. I think, yo, we definitely would support that, man. For real, yo.
We need to link up, man. Because I'm telling you, man. Like, oh, yo, Funk Ruler, the 40 Acres homies. Shout outs to them. You know what I'm saying? Flobama.
Obama, yeah. He was my last guest in 2023, yo. Man, crazy.
Oh, let's get it. Let's get it, man. We all link up, man. Let's do it. I'm down to come back to the crib, dog.
Yeah. Right before we, you know, we wrap it up, man. Last two questions. I said that probably about 30 minutes ago.
No problem, man. Hey, pick my brain, man.
You know what I'm saying? What's one technique that you would tell a beat maker to kind of harness in on to make their beats kind of, you know, either pop or stand out or, you know what I mean, something like that?
Learn music theory.
Music theory.
Yep.
And J Phil got the beats, got the books. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's the broski. Shout out to Northeast Ohio, baby. 216-330. Yeah, let's get it. That's the family. I just talked to him the other day.
K Lover, man. Do you have any music or any events coming up that you want to, you know, spotlight and let the people know so they can tap in and check out? Anything planned for 2024?
I wish I could tell, but I'm working on something. I'm working on something right now. And,
he hit us with the mark. And,
stay tuned. That's all I can say. I can't even talk about it right now. I'm not at liberty to say at the moment. But, all I'm going to say is the rest of Power Dilla.
JD.
That's all I'm going to say.
James Jewett Yancey, man.
Shout out to my bro John. Yeah.
How can people find you? How can the internets tap into, you know, everything K Love, aka the Go? Where can they find you? How can they support you? How can they tap into what you're doing, man?
K Love, aka the Go. K L U V, aka T H E G O. Most platforms on X, KLove330, you know what I'm saying? And then on Bandcamp, KLove330.bandcamp.com.
There it is. Man, yo, K-Love, man, it was an honor to talk to you, man.
Dude, really this was a great one. This was a good conversation. We need to do a part two. I'm with it, bro.
Yo, so I will put this out there, man. Whenever you are at liberty to talk about it, hit me up personally. I will make room in the podcast for you, man. Straight up.
Hey, man. Hey, that's love, man. I appreciate it, man. Like, hey, y'all, Gold Mine, if y'all ain't tapped into Gold Mine, matter of fact, Gold Mine's beats is crazy dope. And, yo, shout outs to the dopest podcast on the planet Earth for beatmakers. Let's get it. Run it up. Let's go.
Man, love, man. Yo, I appreciate you, man. Yo, it was an honor, man, to chop it up with you, man. Yo, when this comes out and people start hitting you up, yo.
I ain't tripping.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they going to be like, yo, like, there's so
I'm many. I'm with the Rick James with the, who you on to?
so many jewels you dropped in this joint, man. Like, yo, y'all going to have to run this back, internet. So, yo, just be prepared to run it back while y'all driving, y'all flying, on a boat, plane, train, whatever it is, skateboard, whatever.
Anything, tap in.
Yo, tap in, run it
Subscribe,
back.
Subscribe, like, comment. Let's go. Share it out. Quit being a hater. Tap in the gold mine, man. Yeah, let's go.
Any last or final thoughts for the internets, man?
Be freaking great, man. That's all I'm going to say. Be great. Love all y'all, too. Love them. We'll be right back.
Alphabetics represent every living person on the planet. The white lights are humans. And these are the mutants.
They tell like younger kids or other producers like, that's cheating. You can't really do that, but bro, like when it comes to this producing shit, you can do whatever you want.
You've been listening to the Rec Show podcast. Be sure to subscribe, like, and leave a comment. Remember three things: believe in your music, take care of your mentals, become the best version of yourself. Until the next one, Golden Mind signing off. Peace and love, yo.
To be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
These young boys getting better. This is not like the NBA when you can retire. Like this is, you have to keep going.